Because they previously they had the, what is it called? That one ballet release they did, After Rebellion, where it was like, I can't even remember. It was Monica doing ballet, and it was like a short release.
And that was the teaser PV where like Mommy like jumps out of a giant face or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
They Shinbo teased me hard by being like, oh, in this movie we're going to see why Mommy is referred to as the God of War, and I was like, oh my god, finally it's her turn. It's Mommy's year. And it never happened. It's not her year.
Yeah, so that concept movie, I saw that and I was like, oh man, okay, so like it's happening. We're gonna get something after Rebellion, finally. And then nothing. And then they did that collab with Bakemonogatari for that one art showcase, and I was like, come on, I'm sitting here waiting for like the actual continuation. You're over here dicking around. And then Magia Record came out, the anime, and like I haven't played the game, so I obviously I don't know the deepest lore or any of the details to it. But I watched Magia Record, and it was kind of like mediocre, except for obviously the scenes where the old Guga show up, and I was like, oh, okay, awesome. Sayaka showed up, Madoka showed up, like this is cool, but this isn't what I signed up for. Like this isn't what I want.
Yeah. So Magia. Okay, so it's interesting with Magia Record. That is a story. I actually like the story a lot. I think it does a pretty good job with what it's given. But it is a story that is written to be piecemealed in a mobile game. The anime rushes through a lot of things really quickly. It's like the Magia Record anime, if you haven't played the game, it's just a lot of random shit happening. And you just don't know who anyone is. You don't know what's going on. It's just very like, okay, well, this happens, and this happens, and this person shows up. Got